able to lose 3 times more weight compared to those on a diet that is typically recommended for those with diabetes. The health benefits of the ketogenic diet. Originally, the ketogenic diet was introduced as a method to help treat epilepsy in some patients. However, it has now been used in a variety of other manners to show that many health conditions can be improved by this kind of diet. Some of the health conditions that you can improve with the help of the ketogenic diet include heart disease. Since the ketogenic diet is able to help with blood sugar levels, blood pressure, cholesterol levels, HDL, and body fat, it makes sense that it can help keep the heart nice and healthy. Cancer. There are several types of cancer, as well as tumor growth, that can be helped by the ketogenic diet. Alzheimer's disease. The ketogenic diet can help to slow down the progression of this disease and can even help to reduce symptoms. Epilepsy. Research shows how the ketogenic diet can help reduce the severity and the amount of seizures in young children. PCOS. The ketogenic diet can help reduce your insulin levels, which is often going to play a key role in this condition. Brain injuries. There has been one study in animals that shows how this kind of diet can help reduce concussions and can help aid in recovery after there is a brain injury. What foods should I avoid? The next thing that you need to worry about here is which foods you should avoid while you are on the ketogenic diet. The foods that you really need to watch out for are any that are high in carbs. Eating too many carbs on this diet can really kick you out of ketosis, and you will miss out on all the great benefits that come with the ketogenic diet. Some of these foods that you should eliminate or reduce when you follow the ketogenic diet. Sugar foods. Make sure that you avoid foods like ice cream, cake, smoothies, fruit juice, and candy. Grains and starches. You should avoid foods like cereal, pasta, rice, and other wheat-based products. Fruit. You can have a little bit of fruit on occasion, especially as a dessert, but keep the portions to a minimum. Legumes and beans. This would include things like chickpeas, lentils, kidney beans, and peas. Tubers and root vegetables. This would include options like parsnips, carrots, sweet potatoes, and potatoes. Diet and low-fat products. These are often going to be processed and high in carbs. Some condiments or sauces. These are going to have a ton of unhealthy fats and sugars inside. Unhealthy fats. You should make sure that you limit your intake of mayonnaise and processed vegetable oils. Alcohol. Most alcohols are going to have a higher carb content, and they can throw you away from the ketosis that you want to be in. Sugar-free diet foods. These are going to have some sugar alcohols inside of them. In some cases, they can throw you out of ketosis. These foods tend to be processed quite a bit. If the food is not on this list, it can be counted and consumed on the ketogenic diet. This helps you eat foods that are healthy and wholesome and can make sure that your body starts to burn through the fats that you eat and are stored in your body. It can sometimes be hard to give up some of your favorite foods in the beginning, but over time you will feel full and satisfied, and you will love the results that you get. Chapter 2. Breakfasts. Bacon omelet. What's inside? Pepper, salt, artichokes, 1/2 cup, chopped onion, 1/4 cup, olive oil, 1 tablespoon, chopped bacon slices, 8, heavy whipping cream, 2 tablespoons, beaten eggs, 6. How to make. Number 1. Take out a bowl and whisk together the bacon, heavy cream, and eggs until they are well blended. Set this aside. Number 2. Bring out a big skillet and place it on a medium-high heat. Add in the olive oil. When the oil is warm, add the onion and cook it to become tender. Number 3. Pour this egg mixture into your skillet, swirling it around for a minute. Then let the omelet cook, making sure to lift it up around the edges so the uncooked egg part can flow underneath. Number 4. Sprinkle on the artichoke hearts and then flip the omelet around. Cook for a bit longer to make the egg firm. Number 5. Flip the omelet over again so the artichokes are on top. Then remove this from the heat, slicing into fourths, and then move to a plate and serve. Mushroom frittata. What's inside? Pepper, salt, goat cheese crumbled 1/2 cup, beaten egg 1, chopped bacon slices 6, shredded spinach 1 cup, fresh mushrooms 1 cup, olive oil 2 tablespoons. How to make? Number 1. Start this recipe by turning on the oven to 350 degrees. Place a skillet on the stove in the meantime and add in the oil. Number 2. When the oil is warm enough, add in the mushrooms and cook them to make them slightly browned, which will take around 3 minutes. Number 3. Now add in the bacon and the spinach and cook until the greens are wilted, which takes another minute. Number 4. At this time, add in the eggs and cook, taking the time to lift up the edges a bit to make sure that all of the egg has time to cook. Sprinkle the goat cheese on top. Number 5. Place all of this in the oven and let it bake. After 15 minutes, take the frittata out and let it stand for a bit. Slice into 6 pieces before serving. Breakfast bake. What's inside? Cheddar cheese, shredded, 1/2 cup. Pepper, salt, chopped oregano, 1 tablespoon. Cooked spaghetti squash, 2 cups. Eggs, 8. Homemade sausage, 1 pound. Olive oil, 1 tablespoon. How to make? Number 1, turn on the oven and give it time to heat up to 375 degrees. While that heats up, take a casserole dish and grease it with some olive oil before setting aside. Number 2, place a skillet on the oven and let some oil heat up inside. Brown the sausage in the skillet until it is cooked through, which will take 5 minutes. Number 3, in the meantime, bring out a bowl and whisk together your oregano, squash, and eggs. Number 4. Add the egg mixture and the sausage together, stirring to combine, and then pour it into a casserole dish. Number 5. Sprinkle the top of the casserole with some cheese, and then cover the dish with a bit of aluminum foil before placing it into the oven. Number 6. After 30 minutes, take the foil off the baking dish, and then let this cook a bit longer. Another 15 minutes later, take the dish out of the oven. Number 7. This needs a bit of time to cool down before you serve. Blueberry and spinach smoothie. What's inside? Mint sprigs to be your garnish. Ice cubes, 4. Coconut oil, 2 tablespoons. Plain protein powder, 1 scoop. Blueberries, 1/2 cup. Chopped English cucumber, 1/2. Spinach, 1 cup. Coconut milk, 1 cup. How to make? Number 1, take out your blender and add in the ice, coconut oil, protein powder, blueberries, cucumber, spinach, and coconut milk. Number 2, blend these ingredients together well. Number 3, when this is done, pour the mixture into 2 glasses, garnish with some of the mint before serving. Early morning granola. What's inside? Ground nutmeg, 1/2 teaspoon. Ground cinnamon, 1 teaspoon. Liquid stevia, 10 drops. Melted coconut oil, 1/2 cup. Walnuts, 1/2 cup. Raw pumpkin seeds, 1/2 cup. Raw sunflower seeds, 1 cup. Sliced almonds, 1 cup. Shredded coconut unsweetened, 2 cups. How to make? Number 1. To start this recipe, turn on the oven and give it time to heat up to 250 degrees. While that heats up, take out 2 baking sheets and line with parchment paper. Number 2, toss together the pumpkin seeds, sunflower seeds, almonds, shredded coconut, and the walnuts in a big bowl, making sure they are all well mixed together. Number 3, in another bowl, you should stir together the nutmeg, cinnamon, stevia, and coconut oil. Number 4, pour this coconut oil mixture into the nut mixture and use your hands to help blend together the nuts to make sure they are well coated as much as possible. Number 5, move this granola mixture over to a baking sheet taking the time to spread it out on those baking sheets as evenly as possible. Place these into the oven. Number 6, this mixture needs to keep baking until they are crunchy and golden brown. This will take about an hour, but every 10 minutes you can stir the mixture around. Number 7, when this is done, transfer the granola to a big bowl and let the granola cool, tossing it to break up the large pieces. Number 8, store the granola properly before serving. Chapter 3, Snacks. Smoked Salmon Fat Bombs. What's inside? Ground pepper, squeezed lemon juice 2 teaspoons, smoked salmon 2 ounces, butter 1/2 cup, goat cheese 1/2 cup. How to make? Number 1, take out a baking sheet and line it with some parchment paper before setting aside. Number 2, bring out a bowl and stir together the pepper, lemon juice, smoked salmon, butter, and goat cheese. Number 3, use a spoon to help you scoop the salmon mixture onto your prepared baking sheet, getting 12 even mounds. Number 4, place this baking sheet into your fridge until these are firm. This will take you 2 to 3 hours. Number 5, store the fat bombs in a sealed container in the fridge for up to a week before serving. Parmesan crackers. What's inside? Parmesan cheese, 8 ounces, butter, 1 teaspoon. How to make? Number 1. Preheat the oven to 400 degrees. Take out a baking sheet and line with some parchment paper, greasing it with a bit of butter as well. Number 2. Spoon your Parmesan cheese onto the baking sheet in mounds, allowing them to be spread out evenly. Number 3. Spread out the mounds with the back of the spoon until they are flat. Place these into the oven. Number 4. Bake the crackers for a bit so the edges can be browned. After 5 minutes, take the sheet out of the oven. Number 5. Use a spatula to help remove the crackers. Store in a sealed container until you are ready to serve. Chicken and bacon deviled eggs. What's inside? Chopped bacon slices, 6. Pepper, Dijon mustard, 1/2 teaspoon, shredded Swiss cheese, 1/4 cup, chopped avocado, 1/4, creamy mayonnaise, 1/4 cup, hard-boiled eggs, 6. How to make? Number 1. Hard-boil the eggs and then take them to cut in half lengthwise. Take out the yolk from these and then place them in a bowl. Place the whites with the hollow side up on a plate. Number 2. Take the yolks that you have in a bowl and mash them up with a fork. Then add in the cheese, avocado, mayonnaise, and Dijon mustard. Stir this until it is well mixed and then season with the pepper. Number 3. Spoon the yolk mixture back into the egg white hollows and then top each egg half with the chopped bacon. Number 4. Store the eggs in a container or serve right away. Queso dip. What's inside? Cayenne pepper, 1/4 teaspoon. Shredded cheddar cheese, 6 ounces. Goat cheese, 2 ounces. Onion powder, 1/2 teaspoon. Minced garlic, 1 teaspoon. Jalapeno pepper, 1/2. Coconut milk, 1/2 cup. How to make? Number 1. Take out a pot and place it over medium heat on the stove. When it has time to warm up, add in the onion powder, garlic, jalapeno, and coconut milk. Number 2. Bring this liquid to a simmer before whisking in the goat cheese. When this is smooth, add in the cayenne pepper and cheddar cheese and whisk to make the mixture thick. Number 3. After a minute has passed, pour this into a serving dish and serve with some vegetables or keto crackers. Avocado and chicken wraps. What's inside? Walnuts, chopped, 1/4 cup, lettuce leaves, 8, pepper, salt, chopped chicken breast, cooked, 1, chopped thyme, 2 teaspoons, lemon juice, 1 teaspoon, creamy mayonnaise, 1/3 cup, peeled and pitted avocado, 1/2. How to make? Number 1. To start this recipe, bring out a bowl and mash up the avocado along with the thyme, lemon juice, and mayo until well combined. Number 2. Once these are combined, stir in the chicken and season this with some pepper and salt. Number 3. Spoon the chicken salad into some lettuce leaves and then top with the walnuts. Number 4. Serve 2 of these wraps for every person in the group. Crab salad. What's inside? Pepper, salt, chopped cilantro, 1 teaspoon, chopped scallion, 1/2, chopped English cucumber, 1/4 cup, red bell pepper, 1/4 cup, cream cheese, 1/2 cup, Dungeness crab meat, 4 1/2 ounces, lemon juice, 1/2 teaspoon, peeled and halved avocado, 1. How to make. Number 1. Use the lemon juice to brush some of the cut edges of your avocado and then set these on a plate. Number 2. Take out a bowl and stir together the pepper, salt, cilantro, scallion, cucumber, red pepper, cream cheese, and crab meat until they are well combined. Number 3. Divide this mixture between your 2 avocado halves. Store these until you are ready to use. Chapter 4. Salads. BLT salad for 4. What's inside? Sliced chicken breast, 1. Toasted sesame seeds, 1 teaspoon. Roasted sunflower seeds, 1 tablespoon. Chopped hard-boiled eggs, 2. Chopped bacon slices, 6. Chopped tomato, 1. Shredded lettuce, 4 cups. Pepper. Red wine vinegar, 2 tablespoons. Melted bacon fat, 2 tablespoons. How to make. Number 1. Bring out a bowl and then whisk together the vinegar and some of the bacon fat. Number 2. After those 2 ingredients are well combined, add in the tomato and lettuce to the bowl. Toss these around to get them mixed in with the dressing. Number 3. Divide this up between 4 plates and then top with chicken, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, eggs, and bacon. Wedge salad. What's inside? Bacon, 8 slices. Crumbled blue cheese, 1 cup. Cherry tomatoes, 1 cup. Scallions, 3. Blue cheese dressing, 8 tablespoons. Iceberg lettuce, 1 head. How to make. Number 1. Take your lettuce wedges onto 4 plates. Number 2. Drizzle each of these wedges with a few tablespoons with blue cheese dressing. Number 3. Top each of these plates with some bacon, cheese, tomatoes, and scallions. Serve this right away. Greek cucumber salad. What's inside? Pepperoni slices, 2 cups. Crumbled feta cheese, 1 cup. Sliced black olives, 2 cups. Sliced red onion, 1. Diced tomatoes, 4. Sliced cucumbers, 4. Pepper, salt. Garlic salt, 1 teaspoon. Dried oregano, 1 teaspoon. Red wine vinegar, 2 tablespoons. Olive oil, 1/2 cup. How to make. Number 1. Take out a bowl and whisk together the pepper, salt, garlic salt, oregano, vinegar, and olive oil. Number 2. In another bowl, you can toss together the salami, cheese, olives, onion, tomatoes, and cucumbers. Number 3. Pour in the dressing over everything and toss around to coat well. Then serve this right away. Caprese salad. What's inside? Pepper, salt, 1 tablespoon, balsamic vinegar, 2 tablespoons, olive oil, 2 tablespoons, chopped basil, 2 tablespoons, mozzarella, 8 ounces, halved cherry tomatoes, 1 cup, cubed avocados, 2. How to make. Number 1. Take out your large salad bowl. Number 2. Gently toss in the salt, vinegar, olive oil, basil, cheese, tomatoes, and avocados until they are well combined. Number 3. Season this with some pepper and then serve. Cobb salad. What's inside? Dairy-free ranch dressing. Scallions chopped, 3. Sliced cherry tomatoes, 1 cup. Sliced avocados, 2. Crumbled blue cheese, 1 cup. Cubed ham, 2 cups. Sliced hard-boiled eggs, 4. Crumbled bacon, 6 pieces. Romaine lettuce, chopped, 4 cups. How to make. Number 1. Take out 4 salad bowls and divide the lettuce between each of them evenly. Number 2, top each of these with some scallions, tomatoes, avocados, cheese, ham, eggs, and bacon. Number 3, top this salad with some dressing and then serve right away. Hot spinach salad. What's inside? Sliced hard-boiled eggs, 6. Spinach, 6 cups. Dijon mustard, 1 teaspoon. Sugar substitute, 1 tablespoon. Apple cider vinegar, 3 tablespoons. Bacon slices, 12. Swiss cheese, 1 1/2 cups. Sliced red onion, 1. Sliced mushrooms, 2 cups. How to make. Number 1. Bring out a skillet and then cook the bacon until it reaches the doneness level that you like. Move it to a paper towel lined plate and then crumble into smaller pieces. Number 2, place the skillet back onto the heat with the bacon drippings and then whisk in the mustard, sweetener, and vinegar until the sugar is dissolved. Number 3, to assemble your salads, divide up the cheese, onion, mushrooms, eggs, bacon crumbles, and spinach into 4 salad bowls as evenly as possible. Number 4, when you are ready to serve, spoon your dressing on top and then enjoy. Chapter 5, Fish and Shellfish. Shrimp Bake. What's inside? Red pepper flakes. Herbed chicken stock, 1/4 cup. Minced garlic, 2 teaspoons. Chopped sweet onion, 1/2. Chopped red bell pepper, 1. Shrimp, 1/2 pound. Diced Shorgio sausage, 6 ounces. Olive oil, 2 tablespoons. How to make. Number 1. Place a large skillet on medium heat and then add in the olive oil. When the oil is warm, you can cook up the sausage to get it warmed through, which can take about 6 minutes. Number 2. When the sausage is warmed, add in the shrimp and cook until it is just cooked through. Number 3. At this time, take the shrimp and the sausage out of the bowl and set them to the side. Number 4. Add the garlic, onion, and red pepper to the skillet and cook them to become tender, which can take another 4 minutes. Number 5. Add in the chicken stock and stir around before adding in the sausage and the shrimp. Number 6. Let this liquid get up to a simmer and cook these to make them warm. After 3 minutes, stir in your red pepper flakes before you serve. Buttery scallops. What's inside? Chopped thyme, 1 teaspoon. Chopped basil, 2 teaspoons. Lemon juice, 1. Minced garlic, 2 teaspoons. Pepper, butter, 1 tablespoon. Cleaned sea scallops, 1 pound. How to make. Number 1. Take out your scallops and lay them out. Use a towel to help dry them off a bit before seasoning with the pepper. Number 2. You can then take out your skillet and give it some time to heat up 2 of the tablespoons of butter. Number 3. When the butter has had time to warm up, you can take those prepared scallops and place them into the skillet. You want them placed in a manner where they aren't touching too much. Number 4. These scallops need to cook for a bit so that all of the sides are golden brown. When this happens, you can take them out of the skillet. Number 5. Take the rest of your butter and place it into the skillet. When this is nice and warm, add the garlic into the skillet so you can cook it. Number 6. After a few minutes, add in the thyme, basil, and lemon juice. Stir those around before adding in the scallops and stirring these around to coat in the sauce. Serve these warm. Halibut with citrus sauce. What's inside? Chopped parsley, 2 teaspoons. Lemon juice, 1 tablespoon. Olive oil, 2 tablespoons. Orange juice, 1 tablespoon. Minced shallot, 10. Butter, 1/4 cup. Dry wine, 3 tablespoons. Minced garlic, 2 teaspoons. Halibut fillets, 4. Pepper and salt. How to make. Number 1. To begin this recipe, take the fish and pat it dry with some paper towels. Then use your salt to help season all of the sides of the fish. Number 2. Place a pan on the stove and throw some butter on it as well. Give the butter some time to melt, and when it has, add the shallot and garlic. These can cook for a bit to become tender. Number 3. Now you can whisk in your lemon juice, orange juice, and white wine. Bring this to a simmer, taking the time to cook this until it gets nice and thick. Number 4. Now the sauce needs to come off the heat so that you can get the parsley stirred in. Number 5. Place another skillet on the stove and let some oil melt inside. The fish can go into this preheated skillet so that you can cook it on all sides. Make sure to move it around frequently to avoid burning. Number 6. After 10 minutes, the fish is most likely done. Serve this dish with a little bit of the sauce before enjoying. Fish curry. What's inside? Chopped cilantro, 2 tablespoons. Coconut milk, 2 cups. Shredded kale, 1 cup. Curry powder, 1 tablespoon. White fish, 16 ounces. Ground cumin, 1/2 teaspoon. Minced garlic, 2 teaspoons. Coconut oil, 2 tablespoons. Grated ginger, 1 1/2 tablespoons. How to make. Number 1. Take out a big pan and heat it up on your oven. Then melt some coconut oil in it as well. Number 2. When your oil has had some time to warm up, the garlic and ginger need to be added to the skillet. Cook these for a few minutes. Number 3. Stir in the cumin and your curry powder to make them fragrant. Once they are, stir in the coconut milk. You want to bring this mixture to a boil. Number 4. Once the coconut milk is boiling, reduce the heat to a low setting so that the milk can simmer for a bit. Give it some time to infuse the spices into the milk. Number 5. At this time, add in the fish and cook until the fish is all the way done. When the fish looks done, stir in the cilantro and the kale. Number 6. Simmer these ingredients in the skillet until they are wilted. Then serve this dish warm. Salmon and avocado salsa. What's inside? The salsa. Zest from a lemon. Juice from a lemon. Cherry tomatoes, 1/2 cup. Scallions, chopped, 1. Diced avocado, 1. The fish. Ground cumin, 1 teaspoon. Olive oil, 2 tablespoons. Salmon fillets, 4. Cayenne pepper. Pepper. Sea salt, 1/4 teaspoon. Onion powder, 1/2 teaspoon. Ground coriander, 1/2 teaspoon. How to make. Number 1. We are going to start this recipe by making the salsa. Take out a bowl to do this and stir together the lemon zest, lemon juice, tomatoes, scallions, and avocado. Set this aside for now. Number 2. Turn on the oven and give it some time to heat up to 400 degrees. Take some foil and use it to line your baking sheet. Number 3. Now take out a bowl and mix together the pepper, salt, cayenne, onion powder, cumin, and coriander. Number 4. Use this spice mixture to season the salmon fillets all over. Take the fish and place onto a baking sheet. Number 5. Drizzle on the olive oil to these fillets before placing into the oven. After 15 minutes of roasting, take the fish out. Number 6. Serve the fish with some of the salsa that you already made from before and enjoy. Sole asagio. What's inside? Melted coconut oil, 2 1/2 tablespoons. Beaten eggs, 2. Asagio cheese, 1/4 cup. Ground almonds, 3/4 cup. Sole fillets, 4. How to make. Number 1. To start, you can turn on the oven and give it some time to heat up to 350 degrees. Take out some parchment paper and set to the side. Number 2. While the oven is heating up, take out some paper towels and use them to pat the fish dry. Number 3. Take out a bowl and combine the cheese and almonds inside. Take out a second bowl and beat the egg before setting aside as well. Number 4. Grab your fish and dredge it through the beaten egg mixture before pressing into the almond mixture to get completely coated. Place the fish on your prepared baking sheet and repeat until you have gotten all the fish breaded. Number 5, take some of the coconut oil and brush it on all sides of the fish. Place the baking sheet into the oven. Number 6, bake this sole until it is cooked through. After 8 minutes, take it out of the oven and serve. Chapter 6, Beef and Lamb. Sirloin with blue cheese. What's inside? Pepper, salt, olive oil 1 tablespoon, beef sirloin steaks 4, blue cheese 4 ounces, butter 6 tablespoons. How to make? Number 1, bring out your blender and then add the butter inside. You can blend this to make it whipped, which will take a few minutes. Number 2, once your butter has time to become whipped, add in the cheese and then pulse to make it incorporated. Number 3, spoon this mixture into some plastic wrap and then roll it into a log. You can do this by twisting both sides of the plastic wrap in opposite directions. Number 4, place this into the fridge and let it set for an hour. When you are ready, take out the butter and slice into small discs before putting on a plate and into the fridge until ready to use. Number 5, now it is time to preheat the grill. Rub the steaks with the salt, pepper, and some olive oil and add onto the grill. Number 6, let these grill until they reach your desired doneness. Take them off the grill and cool a bit before serving with a bit of the butter that you pre-made and enjoy. Short ribs. What's inside? Rich beef stock, 3 cups. Dry red wine, 1/2 cup. Minced garlic, 2 teaspoons. Olive oil, 1 tablespoon. Pepper, salt. Beef short ribs, 4. How to make? Number 1. Turn on the oven and let it heat up to 325 degrees. Season your beef ribs using the pepper and salt on all ends. Take out a skillet that is ovenproof and heat it up with some oil inside. When the oil is warmed up, sear the ribs on all sides until they are browned and then move to a plate. Number 3, add your garlic to the skillet and cook for a few minutes. Then whisk in the wine to help deglaze the pan. Scrape down all the browned bits from the meat and simmer until the wine will reduce down in the skillet a little bit. Number 4, add in the ribs and beef stock and bring all of this to a boil. Add the lid to the skillet and place into the oven. Number 5, you will want to braise the ribs for 120 minutes. When this is done, serve the ribs using a spoon of the cooking liquid on each serving. Cheeseburger casserole. What's inside? Pepper, salt, minced basil 1 teaspoon, chopped tomato 1, whipping cream 1/2 cup, aged cheddar shredded 1 1/2 cups, minced garlic 2 teaspoons, sweet onion chopped 1/2 cup, ground beef 1 pound. How to make? Number 1. Turn on the oven and give it some time to heat up to 350 degrees. While the oven is getting to the right temperature, you can get the skillet on the stove and add in the ground beef. Number 2. Brown the ground beef to get it cooked through and then spoon off the extra fat that is there. Number 3. After the beef is done, stir in the garlic and the onion and cook a bit longer. Then move these ingredients into your casserole dish. Number 4. In another bowl, stir together a cup of the cheese with your cream, pepper, basil, salt, and tomato. Number 5. Pour this creamy mixture over your beef mixture and then top with the rest of the cheese. Place this into the oven to bake. Number 6. After 30 minutes, the casserole is done. Take it out and serve warm. Italian beef burgers. What's inside? Sliced sweet onion, 1/4. Sliced tomato, 1. Olive oil, 1 tablespoon. Salt, minced garlic, 1 teaspoon. Chopped basil, 2 tablespoons. Ground beef, 1 pound. Ground almonds, 1/4 cup. How to make? Number 1. To begin this recipe, bring out a bowl and mix together the salt, basil, garlic, beef, and ground almonds until well mixed. Number 2, when this mixture is done, form it into 4 patties and then flatten them to be about 1/2 inch thick. Number 3. Take out your skillet and heat up some olive oil inside. When the oil has melted, you can add in the burgers and pan fry them until they are cooked through. Number 4. After 12 minutes, the burgers should be done. Pat away any of the extra grease and then serve these burgers with a slice of onion and a slice of tomato. Kalamata lamb chops. What's inside? The tapenade. Lemon juice, 2 teaspoons. Minced garlic, 2 teaspoons. Olive oil, 2 tablespoons. Chopped parsley, 2 tablespoons. Pitted Kalamata olives, 1 cup. For the lamb chops, pepper, salt, lamb chops, 2 racks or 1 pound. Olive oil, 1 tablespoon. How to make? Number 1. Start by making the tapenade. Place the lemon juice, olive oil, garlic, olives, and parsley into your food processor. Process this to make a puree that is still a bit chunky. Number 2. Move this to a container and then store it in your fridge until you need it later. Number 3. To make the lamb chops, you will start by turning on the oven to 450 degrees. Take the lamb racks and season with some pepper and salt. Number 4. Now bring out your ovenproof skillet and let some olive oil heat up inside it. Number 5. Pan sear the lamb racks on all sides until they become browned, which can take about 5 minutes. Number 6. Then arrange the racks upright in your skillet, letting the bones interlace. Add to the oven and then let them bake. Number 7. After 20 minutes, these should be done. Take them out of the oven and let them rest before cutting them into chops. Number 8. Arrange 4 chops per person and top with the Kalamata tapenade that you made earlier. Garlicky lamb racks. What's inside? Lamb chops, 2 racks or 1 pound. Salt, minced garlic, 2 teaspoons. Rosemary, 2 tablespoons. Olive oil, 4 tablespoons. How to make? Number 1. To start this recipe, you can take out a small bowl and whisk together the garlic, olive oil, salt, and rosemary. Number 2. Take your lamb and place it into a bag. Pour the olive oil mixture you just made into the bag and then massage it into the meat to make sure it gets marinated. Number 3. Press the air out of your bag and then seal it up. Place the lamb into the fridge to set for a few hours. Number 4. Turn on the oven and let it heat up to 450 degrees. Bring out a skillet and heat it up a bit. Take your lamb out of the bag and place them into the skillet. Number 5. Take that skillet and move it over to the oven to bake. After 20 minutes, you can take the lamb out of the oven and give it time to rest. Number 6. Cut the racks into chops and then serve. Tomato pesto lamb leg. What's inside? To make the pesto, minced garlic, 2 teaspoons. Basil, chopped, 2 tablespoons. Olive oil, 2 tablespoons. Pine nuts, 1/4 cup. Sun-dried tomatoes, 1 cup. To make the lamb leg, olive oil, 2 tablespoons. Pepper, salt, lamb leg, 2 pounds. How to make? Number 1. Start this by making your pesto. To do this, take out your blender and mix together the basil, pine nuts, tomatoes, garlic, and olive oil. Process this until they are smooth and then set aside for now. Number 2. Turn on the oven and give it time to heat up to 400 degrees. While the oven is heating up, take the pepper and salt and use them to season the lamb leg. Number 3. Take out your ovenproof skillet and heat up some olive oil inside. Add the lamb inside on all sides to make it browned all over. Number 4. Spread your tomato pesto over the lamb and add it to the baking sheet. Place all of this into the oven to roast. Number 5. This will need to bake for about an hour. Take the lamb out and then let it rest for a few minutes before slicing up. Chapter 7. Pork. Pork chops stuffed. What's inside? Olive oil, 2 tablespoons. Pepper, salt, butterfly pork chops, 4, chopped thyme, 1 teaspoon, chopped almonds toasted, 1/4 cup, chopped walnuts, 1/2 cup, goat cheese, 3 ounces. How to make. Number 1. Take some time to turn on the oven and let it heat up to 400 degrees. Number 2. While the oven takes some time to heat up, bring out a bowl and combine the thyme, almonds, goat cheese, and walnuts together. Number 3. Season the pork with some pepper and salt. Stuff each one with the mixture you just made, making sure to push the filling into the bottom. Use some toothpicks to secure the stuffing inside. Number 4. Now take out a skillet and heat it up on a medium-high heat. When ready, add in the olive oil and let it melt. Number 5. Pan sear your pork chops, getting them browned on each side, which will take about 10 minutes altogether. Number 6. Transfer these pork chops to a baking dish and then place into the oven to bake. Number 7. After 20 minutes, the pork chops should be done. Take the toothpicks out and then serve. Mustardy pork loin. What's inside? Grainy mustard, 3 tablespoons. Olive oil, 3 tablespoons. Salt, pepper. Heavy whipping cream, 1 1/2 cups. Pork loin roast, 2 pounds. How to make. Number 1. Turn on the oven and let it heat up to 375 degrees. While the oven heats up, use the pepper and the salt to season your pork roast. Number 2. Place a skillet on the stove and then give the oil some time to melt inside the skillet. Number 3. Add the roast to this, browning on all sides. When the roast is cooked a bit, place it into a prepared baking dish. Number 4. Add this dish into the oven and let it bake for a bit. After 60 minutes, you can take the roast out of the oven to cool down. Number 5. Meanwhile, take out a small saucepan and add in the cream and the mustard. Stir this sauce until it simmers and then reduce your heat a little bit. Number 6. Let this sauce simmer until it becomes thick and rich. Then take it from the heat and set it to the side. Number 7. When the pork is done, give it a few minutes to cool down. Then slice it up and serve with your prepared sauce. Pork stuffed peppers. What's inside? Red marinara sauce, 1 cup. Mozzarella cheese, 1/2 cup. Red pepper flakes, 1/2 teaspoon. Dried marjoram, 3/4 teaspoon. Dried sage, 1 teaspoon. Herbs de Provence, 1/2 teaspoon. Golden ghee, 1 tablespoon. Yellow onion, chopped, 3 tablespoons. Ground pork, 1 pound. Olive oil. Banana peppers, 4. Make into little boats. How to make. Number 1. Turn on the oven and give it time to heat up to 350 degrees. Number 2. Take out a baking sheet and line it with some parchment paper. Brush your peppers with olive oil and place onto a sheet. Place everything into the oven. Number 3. Bake these for 20 minutes. Meanwhile, in a skillet, cook the pork on a medium heat, stirring to break out any clumps until it is cooked all the way through. Number 4. Add in all of the herbs and spices. Reduce the heat a bit and let these cook for another 5 minutes. Number 5. At this time, take the banana peppers out of the oven. Turn the oven over to broil. Number 6. Fill up your banana peppers with your pork mixture and top with some of the cheese. Number 7. In the bottom of your baking dish, pour the marinara sauce inside. Place the peppers on top of this and put into the broiler. Number 8, after 5 to 10 minutes, take these out and serve warm. Deconstructed egg roll. What's inside? Shredded cabbage, 4 cups. Pepper. Ginger, 1 teaspoon. Chinese rice wine, 1 tablespoon. Toasted sesame oil, 1 tablespoon. Tamari, 1 tablespoon. Sesame seeds, 1 tablespoon. Chopped scallion, 3 tablespoons. Beaten egg, 1. Ground pork, 1 pound. How to make. Number 1. Take out your skillet and get it all heated up. Add in the pork and let it brown until it is all the way cooked through. Number 2. At this time, add in the egg and scramble it all up until it cooks through. Number three, now you can add in some pepper, the ginger, rice wine, sesame oil, tamari, sesame seeds, and scallion. Number four, reduce the heat on the skillet a bit and then simmer for another 5 minutes. Number five, stir in the cabbage and cook this for another 3 minutes before serving. Alfredo and green bean casserole. What's inside? White pepper, 1/2 teaspoon. Garlic salt, 1/2 teaspoon. Minced garlic, 2 tablespoons. Melted golden ghee, 1/4 cup. Heavy whipping cream, 1 cup. Cream cheese, 1 package. Pepper, salt, ground pork, 1 pound. Chopped white onion, 1/2. Olive oil, 1 tablespoon. Shredded cheese, 2 cups. Green beans trimmed, 4 cups. Parmesan cheese, 1/4 cup. How to make. Number 1. To do this recipe, turn on the oven and let it heat up to 350 degrees. Number 2. In the meantime, bring out a skillet and heat up the oil inside. Once the oil has time to heat up, add in the onion and cook to make it soft. Number 3. After this time, add in the black pepper, salt, and pork. Brown the sausage to make it all the way cooked through. Number 4. In a separate bowl, mix together the ghee, heavy cream, and cream cheese. You can also place into the microwave to help make the consistency a little bit smoother. Number 5. Now stir in the Parmesan cheese, white pepper, garlic salt, and garlic. Add in the green beans to this bowl and toss them around to coat well in the sauce. Number 6. Move the cooked pork over to your baking dish and then top with green beans and sauce. Sprinkle some cheddar cheese over all the ingredients. Number 7. Place this into the oven to bake. After 30 minutes, the dish is done and you can serve. Pepper and sausage ragu. What's inside? Green bell pepper, 1 cup. Bulk sausage, 1 pound. Red marinara sauce, 2 cups. How to make. To begin this recipe, take out a medium saucepan and add the marinara inside. Let this simmer on a medium heat until some light bubbles show up. Number 2. In a skillet, you can heat it up and then add in the sausage. Brown the sausage until it is cooked all the way through. Make sure to break up the clumps as you go. Number 3. When the sausage is done, use a slotted spoon so you can move the pork over to your marinara sauce. Number 4. At this time, add your green bell pepper to the skillet. Let it cook in the fat that was rendered from the sausage. Number 5. You want to let the green peppers get nice and soft, which can take up to 3 minutes. When those are all nice and soft, stir the green peppers into the marinara sauce. Number 6. Cover up the pot and let the heat reduce down to a low. Let all the ingredients simmer together. Number 7. After 30 minutes, this dish is done, and you can serve warm. Chapter 8. Chicken. Butter chicken. What's inside? Juice from 1/2 lemon. Herbed chicken stock, 1/2 cup. Pepper. Heavy whipping cream, 1/2 cup. Salt. Minced garlic, 2 teaspoons. Chicken thighs, 4. How to make. Number 1. Turn on the oven and wait so it can heat up to 400 degrees. While the oven is getting warm, use the pepper and salt to help season the chicken. Number 2. Take out a skillet and add a bit of butter to it. Let the butter have time to get warm and melt. Number 3. Add in the chicken thighs until they are golden on both sides. You should be done with this after 6 minutes. Number 4. Take the chicken out of the skillet and keep it warm to the side. Add the rest of the butter to the skillet and give it time to heat up. Number 5. Add the garlic to the skillet and cook to make translucent, about 2 minutes. Then add in the lemon juice, heavy cream, and chicken stock. Number 6. Bring this to a boil. When the ingredients are bubbling, return the chicken to the skillet. Number 7. Take that skillet and add it to